This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
The beer is cold and the wings are hot. You're in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950 The Fan, Rochester.
I don't have a follow-up yet from Nate. Josh, you know, seems like he's in good spirits in there. We'll see as we go. I'm sure they'll have further evaluations that they'll get to me.
Get the sense that he was impacted at all in the second half by it?
You know, Josh isn't one to lead on. If he is, he's so tough, so competitive. So, you know, it's hard to tell what's really going on inside of that heartbeat of his. You know, he just loves being out there with his teammates. So, looked like he threw the ball, you know, well. But outside of that, I don't have a great feel for where he's at right now because I just haven't had. I visited with him shortly, but not long enough yet.
Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia, back with Andy Young from Spectrum to talk more about the Buffalo Bills. And let's start there, Andy, because Josh Allen being injured going into the postseason is less than ideal. What do we know about this foot/ankle? What did you observe yesterday? A tale of two halves for the Buffalo Bills offense.
Hey, Danger. Yeah, that was certainly a concerning moment for Bills Mafia and Bills fans all around the country and all the world to see, you know, Josh Allen go back, take a 22-yard sack where he basically gives himself up and go down and then limp off the field. He's sitting on the sidelines with trainers. He's on the bench. And then from the press box, we're watching him, and he's got a shoe off. He's got his right shoe off. He's walking back to the locker room before the half even ends, gets the x-rays. He's cleared. He comes back out. He looks okay. Sigh of relief there. But then in the second half, the offense as a whole wasn't up to snuff. And I thought Allen missed a couple of big time throws that he usually makes, the one to Khalil Shakir, the one to Tyrell Shavers, that would have been big plays for the offense potentially. And you just kind of wonder, was that hampering him in any sort of way as he progress through the second half there? And yeah, it's going to be really concerning. You know, we'll hear from Sean McDermott in a little bit here, and maybe we'll get an update. I doubt much of an update, and we'll see. I wouldn't be surprised though if Allen appears on the injury report. Not a good time to have that happen.
Yeah. On the positive side, the Bills don't win that game yesterday if it's not for James Cook. Andy, what more can we say about James Cook that we haven't already said? And honestly, if this is going to be a special year for Buffalo, is it going to ride on the back, not necessarily number 17, but number 4.
Yeah, it's funny. I was talking to him in the locker room, and he was putting on a new pair of sneakers yesterday, and they were for Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, the NBA MVP of the Thunder. And he goes, MVP, MVP. And I kind of smirked and said, maybe you were the MVP of this game. And he kind of just gave me a little bit of a laugh. But, yeah, I mean, as good as Josh Allen is, and we know what the kind of player he is, a lot of ways this team rides through James Cook. And when Allen doesn't have it going to the tight ends in the passing game, it's James Cook, and it's early and often. He has been absolutely incredible. I mean, you look at that 44-yard touchdown run that he had yesterday. It was spectacular. I mean, he makes a cut. He's decisive. He's got vision, moves, speed, all of it. And he's added that power element to his game. It's really elevating himself to the next level. I mean, third all-time in single-season rushing yards in Bills history, only behind two seasons from OJ. It's really remarkable stuff. And he, in a lot of ways, is the engine that drives that Bills offense.
It was far from perfect in all three phases yesterday, but in special teams specifically, Michael Badgley, his first game with the Buffalo Bills. And man, I hope Matt Prater's injury is short, because that felt like it was a little bit off, and we certainly need more out of him. Do we know about Prater's prognosis and how long he might be out for? Is it going to be Badgley? I mean, it feels like this is an area going into the postseason that the Bills have to shore up.
Yeah, the only promising sign there, we don't know a whole lot about Prater other than it was week to week, is that they have not yet put him on injured reserve, which would mean that they figured it would be just a week or two in all likelihood. What they got out of Badgley was not good enough. Obviously, there's a reason that the Colts cut him earlier this year, and he's kind of bounced around. I mean, he's had a nice career for himself, but he's been on a few different teams over the course of his 7 or 8 year career and just a little bit inconsistent out there. And yeah, you don't want to see that, especially going into this time of year where every inch, every kick, every extra point really could matter. I mean, we saw it in the game from the Browns side. If they make their field goal late in the game, late in the first half there, I mean, this could have been a tied game later in that game at that point. So you hope that Prater can get back and that he's okay. If not, the Bills might have to go looking elsewhere from the street to find somebody else, because Badgley, you know, missing the extra point and then not getting it in the drop zone range for the kickoff there, it's just that's not good enough. And those are kind of the simplest tasks for a kicker.
Yeah. Andy Young from Spectrum, as we're recapping the Bills win over the Browns 23-20. And Andy, when you hold an opponent, especially your Buffalo 20 points, like, yeah, you should win that game. So how do you view the defensive performance? Because you look at it from both sides. One, okay, you couldn't get off the field again, but you came up with takeaways when you needed to, and you had Greg Rousseau. So again, the question being, like, the defensive performance yesterday, what grade would you kind of put on it?
I would give it maybe a C plus. It was kind of at, like, they're allowing Shedeur Sanders and Raheem Sanders, after Judkins goes out, to kind of just dink and dunk their way down the field. And while it was never incredibly threatening, and yeah, you only give up 20 points, that Browns offense is not good and has not been able to do a whole lot throughout the course of the season, no matter who their quarterback was. So you need more from your front seven, from your pass rush. I didn't think it was Terrell Bernard's best day. I thought there was a lack of tackling. But again, they live and die by the big play and the turnover. We've seen that throughout the course of this season. They have trouble getting off the field, stopping the run, stopping third and longs. But in those wins, in these key games, they came up with a big turnover, a big play, a big sack. Rousseau finally shows up, which is really promising, because I think he's a great run defender on the edge, but they need more from the edge on the pass rush. So for him to show up late and have the kind of game he did against Cam Robinson, who's not a very good tackle for the Browns. But overall, I thought it was a so-so performance. But again, they make those big plays when it counts, and they're kind of living and dying off that.
Andy, I heard a comparison to this Bills team, and I think it's a way to view this team as a glass half full here heading into the postseason. You have your franchise quarterback. You have a good run game. You have a defense that doesn't have any real superstars. It's very bend but don't break, but it's matchup dependent, and it makes adjustments to those matchups throughout the course of a game. You have a slot receiver who's sure-handed and can advance the sticks. And you have an offense in the passing game that runs through the tight end position. I'm comparing this Bills team to the Patriots teams that won so many Super Bowls with a defensive-minded head coach as well. Is that a fair comparison? And do you think that somebody in the Bills organization looked at those teams of the Patriots dynasty and said, you know what, for this season, that might be our best path to try and mimic and look at what worked for them all those years, because maybe this year that's what will work for us?
Yeah, I did hear a little bit of that comparison too, although I will say that I think the defenses under Belichick in those early eras were pretty good, right? That, you know, Brady was young and upcoming, and then you know, that sort of thing. You know, I do see some of that, though, that they don't have stars on the outside in terms of wide receivers, but they've got a really good offensive line. They've got good tight ends. Of course, when you have Allen, you always have a chance. And James Cook is at, you know, the peak of his powers right now and is among the best running backs in the NFL and certainly living up to that contract. So I can see it. I just want to see more out of the defense, and I want to see more timely plays from the wide receivers. I get that it's not going to run through them. I think there was some miscalculation from Brandon Bean in the front office in terms of building that roster at the wide receiver position. But like when Brandon Cooks gets open and Josh drops it in the bucket to him, you got to catch that. It's happened two games in a row now. Like, we know that they're not going to go to the receivers a ton, but when those opportunities do present themselves, they've got to make those plays.
Andy Young from Spectrum. Bills getting ready for Philadelphia. Before you hit you with the Philly questions there, what do you do at linebacker here if Thompson is going to be out? And again, we might get a little bit of an update from McDermott later today, but I'm not counting on anything because I think we all like Terrell Bernard, but we all recognize that, all right, he's out there playing hurt. He's playing through injuries. Is it time to give maybe Andreessen a shot? Is he the next guy up? And what about Dorian Williams, too? Somebody that he was out there for a little bit, and I was kind of hoping for a little bit more from him this season.
Yeah, I was really curious going into this game with Terrell Bernard active and ready to go, how they were going to handle the linebacker situation. Would Shaq Thompson stay at middle linebacker, which by most observers he had earned, right? He had played really well. He had outplayed Terrell Bernard. Yes, we know Bernard is a captain. Yes, we know that Bernard has been hurt, and that's part of it, right? Like, when you're hurt and you're not available and you're not at your 100% level, you're not going to play as much. So I thought that was the right move to have Shaq Thompson at middle linebacker. But then when he goes down and Bernard shifts back into that middle linebacker role, I didn't think it was great. And you can tell that he's just not moving with the speed that he once did a year or two ago when he was in a much better spot, I think, and playing much better. You know, from the positive side on that position, Milano is, I think, playing pretty good football right now. We've seen him do some good things there. I think they're probably going to ride with Terrell Bernard at middle linebacker if Shaq Thompson can't go here for a week or two. I don't know that they would trust Andreessen so much yet in that kind of a big spot, although I like what Joe brings to the table. I don't know if he's necessarily as good in pass coverage and those sorts of things. So my inclination is that they would ride with Bernard, but it has not been a very good season for him for a variety of reasons.
Andy, Gino made the point, and we do this exercise every year when we approach the postseason. You know, teams with the widest variance of outcomes, the widest range of outcomes, a team that you could see winning it all, and a team that you could also see getting bounced in the first round. And this year, we feel like that team might be the Buffalo Bills when you look at the AFC and how this playoff picture is shaping up. Do you agree with that, or are there other teams that you look at and be like, yeah, they're a pretender. They really don't belong here.
Yeah, I think the Bills are certainly that. Like, look at the AFC field. And I feel like almost anybody can win it. I'm not a huge fan of Pittsburgh, but they're playing much better right now. I think Houston's defense scares you. I think the Chargers have their positives and negatives. Like, any team could, I think, come out of it. And also any team could be bounced early. And I think the Bills are one of those teams. Now, think about if they end up in a wild card spot and the seeding holds to form. They have struggled at times often on the road this season. And I have a hard time thinking, even with Josh Allen and with the great running game, that they're going to go through three road games and make it to the Super Bowl. Now, that said, you have Josh Allen, you have James Cook, you have very good tight ends and a defense that's opportunistic. And you have experience. You're going to be one of the few teams that has a lot of experience in deep playoff runs. So I don't know what to make of this Bills team this year. I've had a hard time predicting even week to week what team is going to show up. I think they don't know that. But once you get in the tournament, anything that can happen, and I think they're more than capable of making it happen. I just don't know that they're consistent enough to do it.
Andy, the Jets are trash. I'm not counting on the Jets rising up and doing the Bills a favor this week, but what about Miami? Now, granted, Miami's now without their quarterback, but are we holding out hope that Week 18, maybe there might be a late Christmas present here for Bills fans? What are your thoughts on the division? Is it time to let that go?
I would be really surprised if New England, if Vrabel would let New England kind of lay an egg in that situation. I mean, it could happen, certainly. I don't expect it to be the Jets. I mean, they've got no-name quarterback coming in now. I believe they're probably not even starting Tyrod Taylor at this point. Quinn Ewers, potentially, for Miami. I mean, of the two, I would think Miami would be more prone to pull off an upset, but I don't like the chances of either one happening. And I mean, I'm considering it more of like, all right, are you going to be the Bills? Do you have a chance at the fifth seed? And then if upsets happen, you can then host a divisional game potentially, or an AFC championship game if you advance that far. Or are you going to be kind of locked into another spot and you're going to say, maybe we don't need to worry about that and rest our starters? It's still going to be on the line, no doubt about it, but I'm not expecting that to happen.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Andy, when you look at this weekend's opponent, the Philadelphia Eagles, we like to say it's not who you play, but when you play them. And I think we would have much rather played Philadelphia from maybe 3 or 4 weeks ago. They've got a couple of wins in a row underneath their belt now. They've secured their division. They've all but secured the 3 seed there in the NFC playoff picture as well. So they may not have as much to play for as the Bills do, but how do these two teams match up, in your opinion, here heading into Sunday?
Well, obviously, you worry about the Bills' run defense against Saquon Barkley and a dual-threat quarterback in Jalen Hurts. I mean, what hurts the Bills more than running attacks, right? And you have some concerns about that. The Philadelphia offensive line might be getting a little bit healthier, so that would bode well for Philly in that aspect. They're really talented, no doubt about it. Their defense is pretty good. I think that Josh gets up for these big matchups with these big quarterbacks or big competition teams. So I would expect the Bills are a better home team too, that it's going to be a better overall performance from the Bills. I think the Bills, with more on the line, probably can come away with a win, but it wouldn't surprise me at all for Philly to come in, because they're defending champs. They're playing better now. They're hitting their stride. They're not as dangerous on the ground with Saquon as they were a year ago, no doubt about it, but they can do damage there. But I also think the Bills will have some opportunities too, especially if, you know, the offense can raise its level of play somehow.
In losing to Philadelphia, and hear me out, Andy, maybe it's not the worst thing in the world, because I'm going to assume New England beats the Jets, right? Well, then the division, you know, congrats. Week 18 will have a weird vibe to it, but for a team that's as banged up as the Bills, using that Week 18 game as a quasi sort of bye, I mean, does it really matter if the Bills are the 5, 6, or 7 this postseason?
Yeah, that's my thing, is like, you don't know how it's going to play out. So I would rather be rested and go on the road than like grind out a game in week 18, potentially, if you have to, and you're going full bore and somebody else gets hurt. Cause like, look, every game somebody gets hurt. And then we have these Monday and Wednesday press conferences where there's these mystery injuries that pop up after guys that seem to have made it through the game clean. So that's the one thing that's eluded the Bills all these years, is resting at the end of the season. We talked about that, about them going for the one seed. It was like, that's huge, that extra week of rest. So maybe they, you know, if the cards fall right, New England somehow, if they lose this week and New England clinches the division, then hey, look, there you are. There's a little bit of a chance to rest some guys going into the postseason.
And talking about maybe getting some guys back as well, do we have any kind of an update on Ed Oliver? I mean, we know that he's posting a lot on social media and he's kind of willing himself back in. Is there a timetable? Do we think that there's still a possibility we could see him in the postseason?
Yeah, you know, I think there's a chance. I don't know exactly how that's going to play out as far as if that's, you know, in the AFC Championship, if that's earlier, if that's maybe if it's for the Super Bowl. You know, from reading some of the, you know, the thigh doctors and the Dr. Chow's and these different guys that do some of these diagnoses, that's even aggressive to think that he could be back by then. But he's around the facility a ton. He's walking around. He's doing a little bit here and there. He's very visible. Usually when guys are in the far depths of rehab and they're not close, they're not hanging out and walking around and even, you know, joking with media. So that's a positive sign. And I do think there's a decent shot that he's back at some point if the Bills can make a little run here.
Funny yesterday, because Keon Coleman inactive, and thinking, all right, maybe they're going to give Hardman a shot. They didn't even trust Hardman for that last punt return. It was Shakir.
Right.
The question really is about Coleman, though. Where do we go from here, Andy? This has just been such a disappointment. And one reason I'm asking, too, is this came across my feed. Just, hey, let's go back to week one. It's a long season. And you see some of the plays that Coleman made. And I'm not just talking about the deflection that he caught in the end zone against the Ravens. I mean, he came up with some other nice contested balls. And that was it for him this season. Where do we go with number zero on this team moving forward?
Yeah, it's incredibly disappointing. And in a lot of ways, I think Brandon Bean laid a lot of what this season was going to be about at the receiver position to an improvement from Keon Coleman. And I was one of those guys that kind of fell into that too. And I was optimistic, both after talking to Coleman, talking to teammates, seeing the work that he put in during training camp and the preseason. And then obviously that week one game against Baltimore, it's like, all right, here he is. He's arrived. And then it just never really comes together. It's really inconsistent. And then he loses the trust of Sean McDermott and the coaching staff through his actions for showing up late to meetings and not doing the things that he needs to do. And it just has not materialized. It's gone backwards. And, you know, for him being healthy scratch again, you look forward to next year and it's like, all right, maybe they can trade him in a package that goes somewhere else. Or I don't think you're going to cut bait from a guy. You're not going to release him. So then it's like, all right, then maybe you just settle into he's a depth piece. But, you know, career's not over for the guy. He could turn it around, but right now it doesn't look like it's heading in that direction.
Andy, before we let you go, the other big story in Buffalo sports, and we'll shift from the Bills for a second. I mean, the Sabres have won 6 in a row. Yarmol Kekalainen and making changes. So what's been the overall, I don't know, vibe around the team from a fan perspective here with these changes and with the team getting on a little bit of a streak here?
Yeah, it's funny. People are kind of like getting fired up again, and they almost forget how, right? It's been so long since the Sabres have been truly competitive and there's been hope. But I think people are really excited about just having a front office that seems to have more experience. You bring in Jarmo Kekalainen and he's done it for years. Didn't have a ton of success with Columbus, but he's a guy that's been in that spot before. And then I think it was interesting that they hired Marc Bergevin too, who did have success in Montreal and did have playoff teams with Montreal. And you bring him in as an assistant GM or an associate GM. And I think there's some idea that, all right, we're going to build a professional hockey department again. And that's no slight to Kevin Adams, but it just, the results weren't there. So I think people are starting to get a little bit excited again. Like, I think they're only a few points out of a potential wild card spot or the bottom of the division. And that's what winning streaks will do. We've seen a lot of losing streaks, long ones. Winning streaks, you forget what it's like when a team gets hot and it gets exciting again.
Yeah. Last one for me, Andy, and it's about what we're going to see here the next 2 weeks, because the reality is it's the odds are against a home playoff game, not the division, and, you know, being a late wild card and, you know, having to fall that way and play another wild card team. Your thoughts is the stadium is shutting down, and I can't even wrap my mind around the fact that you know, for a lot of us, that stadium we kind of grew up in and, you know, cover the team for so many years, it's all going to come to an end here that first weekend in January.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy because we, you know, first it was a few years ago, will they ever build a new stadium? And then they announced the deal. I mean, think about all the times that there were talks of them even leaving Buffalo and Western New York and moving elsewhere, or could they build a new stadium downtown or Niagara Falls or somewhere else? Even talks of putting in Batavia because it's halfway between Buffalo and Rochester were had over the years. And then just to think of all the great memories. My first game as a kid, my parents took me in 1990. They played the Phoenix Cardinals and rolled in that game and then went on to the Super Bowl. But just thinking about, you know, watching the different greats over the years, those Super Bowl era teams, Jim Kelly and Thurman Thomas and Andre Reed, and then everything that went happened in the drought, and Bills fans still showed up through all of that, right? Because they love the team so much. And then this next era of success with McDermott and Josh Allen and Brandon Bean and all these different guys. I mean, it's been quite a ride for that stadium. It was never one of the greatest stadiums in the league in terms of amenities, but man, oh man, just the fan atmosphere and the sight lines and just the great things that have happened there, and the exuberance of, you know, the 12th man and now Bills Mafia is just unparalleled. So it'll be sad to see it go, but it'll be really cool to see that new stadium across the street once we get in there and it's fully ready to roll.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Andy, before we break for the holiday, I wanted to make sure the floor is yours so you could promote whatever it is you're working on at Spectrum that we can check out here through the holiday season and as the season winds down for the Buffalo Bills.
Oh, thanks so much. Really appreciate that. We've got our Buffalo End Zone brand where we have our podcast, which we do a couple of times a week on the post game. We've got the Buffalo End Zone post game show, which former Bills wide receiver Stevie Johnson is there as well. And then I'm doing, you know, the day-to-day stuff and some feature stories too on spectrumlocalnews.com and at Andy Young TV. Had a great one last week. Sat down with Trey White, and he was awesome and kind of retrospective about his career and where things are now and all the blessings he has in his life.
Andy, great stuff. Happy holidays. Let's do this again soon, and who knows how the story ends here for the Buffalo Bills. Appreciate your time today.
Hey, thank you. Happy holidays, fellas. Appreciate it anytime.
You got it, Andy. Andy Young at Spectrum stopping by to talk some Buffalo Bills, talk some Buffalo sports. Sabres are hot. No more Jason Karmanos. That was from over the weekend.
Yeah, that was the Amherst GM let go, but you're bringing in Bergevin. Like, okay, like measure the resumes side by side. Guy was a GM for how many years in Montreal? Like, okay, those guys aren't coming cheap. Pegula is investing in the front office, which that was...
Even more than that, I feel like he's getting out of the way of the front office. It felt, and you recognize this early, what is the why in Kevin Ford?
Yes, man.
He's a yes man. Yeah. He has to run everything by Terry. Terry wanted to be heard. He was a guy that was more than happy to let Terry be heard. And with Yarmo, at least early on here, it sure seems like he has full autonomy to do what needs to be done to end the suffering of a Sabres fan and get this team back on track. And they're hot right now. 6 wins in a row.
Two football notes to pass along. One Bills related is the Bills are actually losing a member off their practice squad.
Yeah.
With the Chiefs down to their third string quarterback, who I've never even heard of. The Chiefs are tapping the shoulder of somebody who kind of came through their organization. So remember Shane Buechele? Of course you remember Shane Buechele. He was a Bills quarterback in the preseason. And he looked really good in that Buccaneer game, but he's been kind of on the Bills practice squad just doing his own thing. He is now headed to Kansas City because they need a quarterback. The other thing about Kansas City, the Chiefs are moving to the state of Kansas.
Yeah.
Okay.
Giant Francesa for me. It really is. Like, I know.
Oh, who cares?
I know we want to get all wound up over the team relocating, and there's still the Kansas City Chiefs, and they'll just be across the border and recognize that this is what billionaires do. They look for opportunity to become even bigger billionaires, and they'll build something very similar to what I imagine Foxborough is, like the template, right? Like, we want this real estate, and we have so much space, and it's expansive, and we can turn it into more than just a football stadium. We can turn it into a lot more than just that. And I know that the Bears are exploring the same thing with Gary, Indiana, of all places.
So that's where I could say, all right, the Kansas thing is real. How do I know this? Like, hey, our Odyssey, when we have Binkley on, the studios are actually in Kansas.
Yeah.
So I would liken it to, all right, you're here and you're driving to Canandaigua, right? It's still the same market. It's a little further out. It's no big deal. What in the name are you doing if you're the Bears throwing out Indiana, which is nowhere near, and to have Warren come out, your president, say, oh, this is not a leverage play. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Ding, 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 ding. Lies.
Total lies. I mean, my thing is like, hey, look, if you want to measure D's, go ahead and do it behind closed doors. But the team is actually playing really well right now for the first time in a long time. We don't need to be talking about playing games in Gary freaking Indiana. Okay, we'll just enjoy what we have right now. Gary, Indiana is an armpit. It is disgusting. There's nothing redeeming about Gary, Indiana. And I have a hard time believing that that's actually going to be a thing.
Bears.
Oh, my God. Just disgust. I mean, the best thing to come out of Gary, Indiana, honestly, the Jackson family. That's it. Nothing else. The Michael Jackson and the Jackson 5, best thing to come out of Gary, Indiana. I can't say that there's anything else redeeming about Gary, Indiana.
See, now, if I had more time, and one of our advertisers is Top Notch Monogramming, he's been on with us forever in Pittsburgh, I would have gone over there and gotten myself a custom-stitched hat, the Gary Bears. Given that
they will still be the Chicago Bears. And if you know that geography, it's very similar to what we were just describing. Yes, you're in Indiana. You're in a different state, but it's a short drive from downtown Chicago. It's not that far. It's not that taxing. It's disgusting. It's not great. You know, Arlington is, I think, more out of the way, actually, than Gary. From downtown, I might be wrong on that. I'm not 100% sure on my geography, but Gary feels pretty close to downtown Chicago. Arlington Heights is a suburb, but it's way out there by O'Hare.
Now, the mistake I think the Bears made, and we're not a Bears show.
No.
But to liken it to the Bills made their ask.
When the team was good.
Right. Yeah. And you made your ask when the Bears were bad, and now you're how many years into this,
well,
and people are like, whatever.
I just think that the history could also show you some evidence that they shouldn't have made the ask, because the state of Illinois has never given in to the idea of giving money to the billionaire families.
Wait, I didn't know you can do that as a taxpayer?
You can say no. Yeah.
Wow.
You can vote against that. You can hire elected officials who will say, yeah, you're a billionaire. Go build your own stadium. The idea that the Pegulas are building this new stadium and they don't have to open their bank account for a penny it's unbelievable to me. It's how billionaires become billionaires.
No, that's why in Hard Knocks you saw Terry Pegula, we're opening camp.
Yeah.
The champagne. What are we toasting here? What
celebration of wealth.
Celebration of wealth. Let's all celebrate. Yeah.
We just built a $2 billion stadium and we didn't spend a dime. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, State of New York. Thank you, PSL owners. Thank you. Where's Josie Altidore? Let me kiss the ring. Where's Vince Carter? Thank you. I don't have to spend any of my money on this stadium. Fantastic. We got to take a break. We got to come back. Thursday, our last show that we were on, we had our special take of the year. And we crowned our 2025 take of the year. If you missed it, our guy Fitzy from WEEI in Boston, he came in strong before the Week 5 game between the Bills and the Patriots and laid out the scenario happening with former Patriots head coach Bill Belichick and his words, child bride. I mean, it's magnificent. We'll replay it, and we have the acceptance speech.
Fitzy, you know how, like, well, you know, Fitz is not here today, but he records this speech. He's going to accept his award.
Yes. Fitzy's on right now on WEA. He's on at the same time as we are, so we can't have him on live, but we did get an acceptance speech from Fitzy. We will share that with you along with his unbelievable rant on what Bill Belichick has become as our 2025 take of the year. We'll also be joined in the 4 o'clock hour by DA, Damon Amendolara, host of the Bill Maddock podcast. We'll talk some more Buffalo Bills, all before happy hour at 5. Your calls are always welcome at 866-4326-585, 866-4FAN.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. 95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan, Rochester.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, They deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience.
I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.